We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning.
Good morning. Impressive start to the season for your guys last Thursday as you beat Bryant 35-10. Had a little time to look at that film. What impressed you about the way your team played?
Well, I think we got better as the game went on, which is probably pretty normal in a first game situation. We're able to play a lot of kids, and we did that coming out of the blocks. We played over 50 kids in the first half. We've got some depth that we want to take a look at that we feel are very competitive. So our ability to put a lot of guys in the field early and get them some game experience was crucial. Execution on offense early wasn't where we needed it to be, but it developed. And I thought defensively we bottled them up most of the game. So overall pleased. But week one to week two is where teams show their most progress. So we need to be one of those teams that show great progress.
Defensively, let's start on that side. As you said, a pretty dominant effort. You hold Bryant to 38 yards on the ground, 205 overall. And then that big pick six to get you on the board and get things started by Sincere Malone. How big was that to provide a little bit of momentum early?
Yeah, I mean, it's crucial. Anytime you can score points with your defense or special teams, it's going to provide you with a spark. And, that's certainly something that we were able to do six times last year and got another one in the end zone this past Thursday. And, it certainly allows us some breathing room and gave us the opportunity to build upon.
I think most people around the league know how good Gavin Heslop is, but he certainly made an impact. Three of his five tackles were tackles for loss. He got in for the sack. Do you like him being able to be that aggressive?
Yeah, we're obviously in our base defense. He's our boundary corner, but we've moved him around a little bit in our nickel packages, and a guy that we're going to use to blitz this year some because we've got some other corners that we feel comfortable with. And, he's a big kid. He can run and physical. So pleased with his effort and the decisions our coach has made to have him a little bit more involved in that part of the game.
Offensively, you mentioned a little bit of a slow start, but first real start for Tykel Fields. And as you mentioned, got better, I thought, as the game went along, 10 of 20 for 194 yards through the air, and then another 52 yards rushing. What was your evaluation of his performance?
Well, to come out of your first start with, close to 250 yards total offense, I'll take that every week. And he had a couple of plays that he probably with game experience, will make better in reads and putting the ball on target. But his long balls were very good. He created some things with his feet in the pass game and the run game. Overall, and as he told me at halftime, he goes, "I'm really nervous." So we understand that with the quarterback situation. But coming out in the second half, I thought he played really well. And, we're able to take him out after three quarters and get our other guys some work.
Are you obviously his ability to make plays with his feet, is that something that you guys are excited about, being able to utilize a little different quarterback than Joe that way, that he can give you a little extra dimension that way offensively?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's it's another running back at certain times, that was proven with his yards he gained, and it allows you to do some things. And certainly the escapability and the pass game is helpful also to take some of those scrambles. We watched the Flacco kid do it at Townsend all last year. So certainly Tyquell's not him, but be able to do some of those things will be a pleasant addition to our offense.
We're here with Stony Brook head coach Chuck Priori. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. A lot of talk before the season of having to replace the Long Island Express, which is never easy to replace a couple of thousand-yard rushers, and used a variety of running backs and got some strong efforts from several of them. What did you feel like, or how did you feel like that group of running backs that you played performed?
Every one of them were really playing in their first game at running back. And Isaiah did play. Isaiah White did play when he was a true freshman. That was a long time ago. So, excuse me. I thought they all did a good job. I think they all learned. I think they left some yards on the field, not seeing some things. But I think we have a talented group of people, and being able to play four guys and all at about the same role when the game was over, certainly I think going to make us more explosive when the season's over.
You mentioned in your comments at the outset about all the different players that you were able to get onto the field in that first game. Who were some of the maybe some of the newcomers that caught your eye?
Yeah, I mean, our two right tackles, Ian McLean, first year starter, Larry Ross, James Tunsil, transfer, left tackle. We played nine offensive linemen in the first half evenly throughout the first half, and we're going to be that team this year. We've got some guys there. Our tight end position with Peter McKenzie, who had a really, really nice catch for a touchdown, and Carter McCarthy, who's a transfer, both those kids. And, our best tight end, Isaiah Givens, was out. So those guys played well. The running backs, as you mentioned, Tyson Lawton and Sabah Neget, and a host of receivers were on the field. Defensively, we played eight defensive linemen in the first half. And once again, fairly evenly, rotated three linebackers evenly, and played four corners and two frees and two weak safeties and two rovers. So once again, it wasn't because of the game. It's philosophically the talent we have right now. We may not be as good at the first line as we might have been, but we're going to develop and getting these guys better, and I'm real excited about the depth chart and the opportunity to play.
Stiff challenge this week against a Utah State team that was in quite a battle at Wake Forest last week, came up with a loss 38-35 on a touchdown pass there in the final minute. As you've had a chance to look at Utah State, what are some of the challenges that they'll present for you?
Yeah, I mean, they're a big, strong defensive team that runs very well offensively. They've got a if you listen to the people that talk about NFL, he's certainly an NFL prospect, maybe even a top-round draft choice if the season goes well for him. New coaching staff, so I think, they caught Wake Forest off guard a little bit of what they were doing offensively and defensively. But well-coached, disciplined. I know that's a tough place to play from talking to people that have played out there, with the time change. So, we're going to prepare as a unit to be successful, worry about the little things we need to do, and certainly go in there and make them earn every yard and play defense and respect what we do as a program.
What's the biggest challenge when as you touched on, making a long trip in a different time zone and getting your guys acclimated to that and ready to play?
Yeah, we play night games quite a bit here at Stony Brook, so the 5:30 start, which is really 7:30 Eastern time, 5:30 Mountain time, I don't think will be an issue. We're used to the Saturdays. The five-hour trip, I think the altitude thing might be a little bit of an issue as we get to game time. I know it's supposed to be 90 degrees during the day, so I don't know if they have humidity out there. I think it's a little drier, so I'm not really worried about that. I'm not worrying about the crowd, but it's going to put us in a situation where later on in the year we're going to be in those situations at away games. We're going to go into Delaware with 20, 25,000 people there. We've been to JMU in those situations. So I think these games prepare you for league play correctly and challenge you physically, and you get a little better of an idea where your personnel's at.
All right, Chuck. Safe travels to Utah State. Appreciate your time this morning. Look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.